You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The newly elected Ekurhuleni Mayor, Mayor Qhakaza, has appointed a new multi-party mayoral committee. The ANC's Qhakaza has reappointed five EFF MMCs, including four others from his party. The former mayor, Suvuyile Ngodwana, returns as the MMC for corporate and share services, a position that was previously held by Qhakaza. For more on this, we're now joined on the line by Action SA caucus leader in the city of Ekurhuleni, Siyanda Makubo. A very good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning, Elvis, and your listeners, and thank you for having us this morning.
Now, the mayor said that the new mayoral members were elected on the basis of their experience, their expertise, and their commitment to serve the residents of Ekurhuleni. How do you feel as Action SA about the appointments of the multi-party mayoral committee, and do you think they have the requisite skills to carry out the task at hand?
What we saw yesterday, Elvis, was a sham by the newly elected executive mayor, because all the MMCs which were appointed were the same MMCs which were under the then puppet mayor, Councillor Ngodwana. All those MMCs put together further declined service delivery in the city of Ekurhuleni. They failed to execute anything which was brought forward to them by them to council. They failed to tail an AG report. We see MMC Dunga is back as MMC for finance. So we won't see any changes in the city of Ekurhuleni, just another executive mayor occupying that seat. But what's more frightening is the systematic decline of politicians trying and putting the interests of residents forward. What we saw in this Action SA exposed this, because through that motion, what we said to the ANC is that they have an opportunity to redeem itself, put together a good executive mayor, put together a team of good MMCs from a group of political parties that are available in council without the EFF. They don't need the EFF. The numbers are stacked against the EFF, even without the EFF. But what the ANC did was to bring back the EFF back into office. And that's purely because Banyaza Lesufi wants to cling on to power. It's all about how they get nothing about municipalities. And that is why we've seen a puppet mayor in Johannesburg. We are seeing this composition of executives in Ekurhuleni, the same in Mfuleni, in the West Rand, and in the city. It has nothing to do with these municipalities, but everything to do with the power to gain control of Gauteng. Mm-hmm. Because the ANC said to lose its majority in the legislature.
So do you feel then, as Action SA, that your initial motion of no confidence was fruitless, given the current composition of the multi-party mayoral committee?
Not at all. It was not fruitless, because you'd remember that Mayor Ngodwana was purely a puppet mayor, and they were able to hide behind Mayor Ngodwana. Because remember, what we have in the city of Ekurhuleni is the executive system. All power is vested in the executive mayor, and the mayor then delegates that authority to MMCs. So they were able to say they are not responsible. It's the mayor that delegates, the mayor that has executive authority. It's the mayor that signs off certain aspects of the city and not them as MMCs. Now the power of balance lies squarely with the ANC, and that is delegated to the EFF and to the former mayor Ngodwana, now as MMC for corporate services. So now they have responsibility of legislative power, and we will then be able to hold them accountable. We knew that Mayor Ngodwana was purely a puppet mayor, purely used by the EFF at some offices somewhere located in the country. Now we will start to hold directly the ANC accountable and that authority that's delegated to the EFF. And that's exactly what we're trying to do here at Action SA, is that we can't hold someone who's compromised responsible when we know exactly the power lies somewhere else in council and not within council.
Now, thank you so much for your time. That was Action SA caucus leader in the city of Ekurhuleni, Siyanda Makubo.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.